So I'm here with Coach Preshamala, head coach of the Johns Hopkins Blue Jays. Coach, you had a two games today, scrimmage, got to play a different team for the first time, I guess, all fall. So what did you think initially?
I think it's great for us to, you know, to play against another color jersey and see different offenses and defenses and things that we didn't prepare for. We don't prepare during the fall, so right. We just kind of, you know, we go out and play and we'll adjust kind of on the fly, and that's a good thing to do. You know, you get to play a lot of different guys and see where those guys fall in the scheme of things, and who's had a good fall, who, you know, can compete and who can play against another color jersey. I was pleased in the first game. I thought we played extremely hard and very physical. I thought in the second game it took us a while to get going after sitting around for four hours. But you know what? They had to play back-to-back. So it's six in one hand, half a dozen in the other. But I thought once we got going, we got some good opportunities. I thought the second game we were sloppy. But a good test. That's a well-coached Fairfield team and a well-coached UMass team. So for us, we walk out of the fall 0-0. The scores, I don't know what they were. They don't really matter. No. We've got two great films that we can now use, and we can evaluate guys, and we can teach guys, and we can see where we are good in some areas and maybe not so good in other areas. So it was a very productive day.
And obviously, since this is the first time to play another team, you get to look at the freshmen and obviously your returning players. One of the players I, you know, saw that really impressed me was number 91, your defenseman. He played very well.
You know, Nick Fields is a talented kid, but there's a group of them that are talented, and there's a group of them that will, you know, push some older guys for playing time. He happens to be one of them, but there's a group of them in that class that I think now that they've got a fall under their belt, they spend the winter working on their shooting, working on their stick work, working on their defense, the understanding of the defense and things like that. I think they'll improve and challenge once the spring comes around. So it's not just Nick Fields. There's a couple of guys that I think can help us, and that's a good thing.
Yeah. And lastly, you guys lost John Rannigan, you lost Mike Poppleton, you lost, you know, Pierce Bassett. Just talk about how, I guess, you can't really replace those guys, but how you're trying to at least have guys step up, you know, in the fall off the field.
Thank you. You don't replace those guys. You know, it's interesting. I'm still growing accustomed to seeing someone else in nine.
Right.
And, you know, I don't see anyone in 51 and someone different in 33. It takes a while. And we're not going to just replace those guys with other guys. I think with this group and the way we're built, we're going to replace them collectively. We're going to have to do something different offensively. I think we kind of know who we are defensively, but we're going to do some different things offensively. I think that will help us ease the transition from not having them.
Yeah.
And I think we found the right kind of offense for this group. So, you know, it's... You always miss those guys, but they've had their turn, and now it's time for some other guys to step up. But I think for us to be successful, we're going to have to replace them collectively.
Okay, Coach.